I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Tibet protesters publicly embarrassed China by disrupting the Beijing Olympics flame-lighting ceremony. The recent crackdown on the minority group was swift and strong. China's reaction has also raised the concerns of ministries like Open Doors. Dr. Carl Muller notes that China will do anything to preserve its public relations in the run-up to the Olympics. Muller says,
"We need to pray for China's leaders, because as they make these decisions to either crack down or not crack down, it's going to take the result of people's experience with persecution and either make it better or worse."
Next, while Kenya's power-sharing deal has brought subtle peace to the country, ministries still being affected by the political and racial unrest. Book of Hope International's Cal Rotz says ministry goals for this year have been put on hold.
"I'll be there in a couple of days, and I'll be reassessing the situation. We have books in the country. Our distributors have not been able to get out and travel to get into the schools. I'm hoping that we'll be able to get back to that."
Arson struck a Book of Hope church and people died. Pray the gospel will provide hope to a hopeless situation. And City Team Ministries' San Jose branch is holding a special conference for area pastors next Thursday. Specifically, they're targeting church leaders who want to get involved with a church planting movement and how that relates to evangelism both domestically and abroad. Because churches are springing up in places traditionally resistant to the gospel, many church leaders are asking how they can bring that explosive growth to the U.S. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.